We're doing Bekevat with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we're up to Mishnah Vav, the second chapter of Mishnah Vav. We're talking about Hillel. Af hu ra gulgolet achat shetzafa al pnei hamayim. He too saw a skull floating on the waters. Amar la, he said to that skull, al da'atev tatefuch, because you drowned others, you were drowned. V'sof mitapech yitufun, and the end of those who drowned you is that they too will drown. So that's what Hillel says to the skull. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, al sheharagt vegaramt latzif gulgelet hanherag, haragucha ve'tzifucha ve'tzifu gulgaltecha, v'shelo kadin asu v'kilu shafchu dam nakihu hadavar, ken bedin lamit arotzeach hachabetin bezman habayit. Hillel looks at a skull floating on the water and says, look, you murdered, and so you were murdered. And it's not right that you were murdered, because even though you, he says to the skull, were a murderer, but we have a court system, and they should have taken you to court and dealt with you. And when you have a temple, then the court can execute a person. Al pi ha-Torah, in accordance with the laws of the Torah, v'chol ha-ogoh chayav mita. And so Hillel basically looks at the skull and says, even though you deserved it, you obviously killed, so you were killed, but the people who killed you are murderers because we have a court system. They shouldn't have done now to the court. Because the Torah does not entitle any person to kill someone who they think is a murderer. And that's why Hillel concludes and says, that's why those who drowned you will ultimately be drowned by others. Yasu lahem kasher su la'acharim. Yalken yad davar zeh shekulan chayavin umgaglin chova al yedei chayav. So here Hillel is saying, really he's saying a few concepts in Jewish thought. We have a rule that people don't get what they don't have coming, on the one hand. On the other hand, how come is it that the people who always execute are bad people? If they had it coming anyways, then it could happen through good people. So we have a rule in the Talmud, Megalgelin chova al yedei chayav. God brings bad things to the world through bad people. We think that because he's a bad person, he does bad things. The Talmud tells us, yeah, he has a certain number of bad things that he does out of free will. And then there are other bad things that God makes available to him because God intends for them to happen in the world, and he's looking for someone evil, that bad things should come to the world through bad people. So this concept has a few applications. Firstly, just this idea. But secondly, the idea that a person should try to be a source of good in the world. Meaning, we say that if a bad thing happened, then if, however a person was a part of bringing that to the world, that should bother them too. It's not just a question of what I had control over and what I didn't have control over. It's a general spirit that a person should try to be a source of good things happening in the world, because the Talmud says, Megalgelin tova al yedei zakai. God brings good things to the world through good people. So it's a more general thought, which is specifically applied over here. The way Rabbeinu Yonah explained it, he's trying to preclude a certain question. The simple reading of the Mishnah seems to say, the reason you were murdered is because you yourself are a murderer. Well, is that a general rule? Abel was murdered by Cain. Abel wasn't a murderer. So if you take the cycle all the way back, at some point you have people who were murdered that did not murder. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation precludes that question, because Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say any time a person is murdered, that's because he himself is a murderer. He's saying in that specific instance, Hillel looked at the skull and he recognized it. I guess it wasn't yet, you could still recognize the person, and he said, hey, I know who you are, and I know what you did. And Hillel was explaining the background to the story. You see a skull, ordinarily you feel bad for the person who was murdered, Along comes Hillel and says, well, in this case, it's part of a cycle. It's interesting because Hillel lived during the time of the temple. So Hillel is saying it should have been brought to court. And perhaps, according to Rabbi Yonah's interpretation, Hillel is also commenting on the destructiveness of the time, where it wasn't just the sin as chinam, it was also the idea of people taking the law into their own hands, which is what we ultimately find brought about the destruction of the Second Temple. The leadership said, don't fight the Romans. The common folk decided they're taking the law into their own hands, and they led the rebellion against the Romans, which brought about the downfall of the Second Temple and the destruction of Israel and the diaspora till today. So Rabbi Yonah's interpretation is really Hillel lamenting the fact that people are taking the law into their own hands. People are murdering a person who might deserve to be killed, but not in that manner. He has to be taken to court. And that's Rabbi Yonah's interpretation on this Mishnah, that Hillel was lamenting the disorder, the disarray, the anarchy that was reigning in the time of the conclusion of the Second Temple.